Welcome everybody, it's Wednesday night as usual, here at Roberta's. This is Gunwash. Thank you, Herbert Spliffington. Tonight we have the Grand Master, Clayton Patterson.
Hello, got my gun watch.
Got the gun watch.
Got the gun watch going on.
We got the mastermind here of downtown New York and worldwide sensation, Captured the Movie. We're going to do a whole bunch of different stuff tonight, and we might even do something unprecedented on Gunwash and talk about guns.
Guns.
Imagine that. Stay tuned.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Understand. Thank you, Herbert Spliffington. Everyone, welcome. Tonight we have a special guest, Clayton Patterson. And say hello, Clayton.
Yeah, how you doing? Nice to be out here in Brooklyn.
Wherever Brooklyn is,
right? Brooklyn is. And over here watching the gun, making sure nothing happens.
We're watching the gun, make sure nothing happens over here. We're on the gun watch. Tonight we have our friend Armando is here also. And
watching the guns.
Watching the guns. Unfortunately, Jack's gone this week, but we're extremely, extremely honored to have Nat Rectech as our engineer. We love him.
We know Fred.
We know Care. We know Steer. So,
Jack is off?
Jack is off this week, Clayton.
Jack
is
jacking off.
He's jacking off, yeah. Well, he's not really jacking off.
But he's jack off.
Jack
off watching the gun on his day off, Mr. Jack off?
I would almost guarantee that Jack is watching the gun. So Clayton is part of something really big. He's actually he's pretty much the biggest celebrity in downtown New York, I'm pretty sure.
Wow, that's a compliment.
I'm glad you think so. He's one of the, he's the mastermind behind the movie Captured, which not his only masterwork, but one of them. You can see it at...
Actually, you can watch it for free on Snag Films, but
right. But it's Captured.
It's Captured the Movie, and really, it's Dan Levin, Ben Solomon, and Jenner First that make the movie into the movie.
Make it into the movie, which is part of the fascinating conversation we had on the way over here, and we're going to talk about that and a bunch of other things all throughout the night. Spliffington, pull up that.
I just want to suffer by material. I just said to that general.
general. This a rank team in general. This a ja-ja-ja-ja general. This a ja-ja-ja-ja general.
Jah will protect my area, so we protect Daniel. Them never get
hurt.
No, they never get hurt. Say they never get hurt. No reaching by the word.
Bada bing. Here with Clayton Patterson and Armando. It's Wednesday night at Gunwash here in Brooklyn, New York. As always, we have a designer. We have designers here with us tonight because there's always designers here. We're a design show. Different kind of designer tonight, Mr. Clayton Patterson.
Designed the Clayton hat.
He designed the Clayton hat. And listen, if you have hats, if you have hats in Barney's, then you're clearly a designer.
There you go.
It's interesting, though, when I approached you to do the show. Originally, you mentioned you were like, I was like, hey, Clayton, you know, it'd be great, you know, if you come on the radio, we do this thing called Gunwash. And you said, yeah, I'd love to talk about guns. Where did that? Hey, laugh directly into the mic. So what turned you on about the guns when you first heard the name Gunwash?
Well, originally I'm from Western Canada. So part of the thing is that, you know, you realize that America is such a diverse country. And it's kind of like with Sarah Palin. I can understand why a lot of people would like her and her whole appreciation of guns and the wildlife and like that. Like when I grew up, you know, everybody had a gun. I mean, we all had 22s when we were children, and we'd all like, you know, be underage, go to the Mohawk, buy a bunch of shells, and go out and shoot gophers. And it's like that was just part of the culture. But New York City is a different culture.
But I have to say, in defense of you know the Northeast, I'm from Pennsylvania, and we loved our shooting ranges.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But you know, the interesting thing is, like where I grew up, yeah, people used to fight, and they go to the bars, and people get drunk, and they'd be fighting and whatever. But everybody had a half ton outside, in the back of the half ton, they'd have rifles, and they'd be like 30-06s and 30-08s, and Jesus fully loaded Christ. And whatever. But nobody ever went in the back of the truck, got the gun, and started shooting people. They just didn't do that. It wasn't part of the culture. So people would be drunk, they'd be fighting, they'd be hating each other. But nobody would go for the guns.
No duels.
Yeah. No duels. And so you kind of grew up that way. And in New York, you could never do that. So that's just kind of like the diversity of America. And you have to have different rules for different places. And that's the whole thing, like with guns. Like where I grew up, everybody had a gun. It was no big deal. You just can't do that in New York.
It's crazy because we were by the way, we had a fascinating talk on the way over here. It's crazy. But, you know, we were talking about scuffling. And I was, and you know, it's, I think about the conversation and I'm like, yeah, I could never really get in a really full-fledged fight in New York because I'd be afraid that someone would come do something weird to me. You know what I mean?
Well, it could definitely happen, but it's just, you know, even, like I say, people would be drunk out of their minds and have like a 30-odd AIDS in the back of the half ton, and nobody went and got it and shot anybody.
No one did.
And I think it's even like if you look at those Palestinians and that, I mean, they got to be out there getting drunk and playing around and, you know, living normal life sometimes, and they all got all these guns, and they're not killing all each other. And so part of it's just the fact of some people grow up with guns and some people don't. And I, like I say, I just think having that attitude of a gun in New York is just a whole different perspective on life. It's not the guns are bad, it's the perspective is bad.
But it is incredibly hard to get guns. I mean, I was reading up on it a little bit because after you mentioned it, I was extremely interested. But I guess New York is actually one of the hardest places to get and own a gun. I mean, you can't carry a gun in a car.
Well, I think it's probably one of the hardest places to get and carry a gun legally. I think if you want a gun in a not legal way, I think it's probably pretty easy.
It's probably pretty easy, right?
Yeah, I think you can get a gun in New York.
We got so many guns, we don't know what to do with them here.
That's true. But it's really, like I say, when I grew up, you could go to the gas station and get shells and, you know, just pick up. You couldn't carry a concealed weapon.
Well, no.
So like a handgun or something like that. But a rifle, which everybody can see, yeah, it's just one of those things.
Just one of those things.
You got a toothbrush and a gun.
Toothbrush
ready
and a gun.
To go.
It's crazy. You know, I don't even know anything about guns, really. I've held a couple guns. I never let off shots.
I went to a gun range once.
You went to a gun range once?
Once.
Hey, Nat, we're getting Armando's mic, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm also taking you to the range in Pennsylvania later on, too.
Oh.
But see, you're from Pennsylvania. The range is probably the backyard.
Seriously?
Oh, you'd be surprised. I mean, you have to go to the mountains, to be fair. But once you're in the mountains, they have, like, Gatling guns, you know.
The deer hunter.
The deer hunter.
Exactly. Deer hunter.
Nice.
Pennsylvania. The wilds, the mountains, the guns.
The guns. What's your favorite gun, Clayton?
You know, when I just grew up, you know, just having 22s around, 30-303s, 30-06, that's enough. I don't need the real big AKs.
Anything that fits
like
in the boot.
Yeah, anything that fits in the boot. You don't sound even that intimidating to talk about it. It's so crazy because, like, you know, like, hold a gun and I'm like, you could die. Like, you could, like, die off a gun, like, real quick. Like, real, like, quicker than anything on earth. Like,
hey, look, you come down Lower East Side, grab a bag of dope and die too. So, I mean, you know, I think more people die from dope in Lower East Side or certainly New York City than they do from guns. Actually, if they did a drug wall, it'd be bigger than the Vietnam wall. The numbers of people have died from drugs. So
really?
Yeah. And like I say, I think guns just don't work in New York. That's, you know, the culture is just not a gun culture.
Nah, we're too close fucking
yeah,
together.
Too close, too many people. You know, yeah, I think it isn't that guns are bad. It's just that I don't think guns in New York mix.
But of course, our friends, the boys in blue, they get as many guns as their heart.
Well, that's another whole story.
That's another whole story we might have to talk about.
They even have a trap that I saw that you can even bring your own gun for, and they give you $100.
What's a trap? Oh, that's for people who are stupid and they have guns that are unlicensed?
Yeah. Show up to the police station with a gun, they give you $100.
Oh, yeah? Okay, great. I got a good idea. Let's go to the
Let's go to the precinct with a gun right now.
Yo, Aaron, you got a call from Jay right now on the line.
Call from Jay. You're on Gunwash. Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? I want to know what you're up to about Rick Perry and his concealed gun.
I think you said something about a concealed gun.
Rick Perry and his concealed gun.
Oh, Rick Perry. Who's Rick Perry, guys?
Rick Perry is the governor of Texas. He's one of the most powerful governors of Texas of all time, and maybe one of the most powerful governors ever.
He's from Texas. For him to have a gun is probably just as for you to have a toothbrush.
Yeah, seriously. I mean,
or Sarah Palin. It's like, you know. You know, it's really interesting because, you know, all these people in Congress and Senate, they're all arguing, and they're all arguing about jobs. And I'm saying, well, look, if you want to know where the jobs are, it's almost like everybody's crazy or something, like we're in a trance. Go to the internet and look up recalls from China. And once you start looking up recalls from China, all of a sudden you realize we don't make sneakers, we don't make dog food, we don't make toothpaste, we don't make clothes.
Nothing.
We don't make anything. So all the jobs are in China. It's like, why aren't we talking about that? Why are we talking about there's no jobs? Of course there's no jobs. All the jobs are in China. What, are we crazy? And now they're talking about pharmaceuticals being outsourced. Well, you know, the one thing about that's really great about America is it took years to get a lot of these rules and regulations into place. Like, there's the rules we have, you know, the FDA and meat inspectors. Because, you know, by the time you got to the 30s, meat was really bad and it was hot and it wasn't taken care of and people were sick. Yeah, so we got meat inspectors. But by the time you can now overlap and go around all those inspectors, because now you can make it in China. In China, they don't have any rules or regulations.
Nothing.
So you can get beef there, you can get fish there, you can get dog food. We can get everything in the world made there. Why don't we make it in America? Why don't we bring back the money, the jobs, the manufacturing? Bring everything back to America. Bring the guns back to America.
Bring the guns back to America.
Guns home.
Seriously, the more guns, the less violent we'll be, right, Nat?
Yeah, I'm curious about Jay specifically. What did you mean with Rick Perry and his concealed handgun issue?
No, because they asked him on the campaign. He said that's why they call it concealed. I thought that was crazy that a politician would talk like that.
You're saying he's pro concealed handguns?
I'm saying he's got a gun on him.
Oh yeah. You know, no, that's true. He's right.
The problem with Rick Perry is that he's just not into the game of running for president. You know, he still thinks he's down there in Texas, you know, loping around from bar to bar. You know, once you start getting onto the presidential campaign trail, then you're talking about carrying a gun and conceal. You know, not that cute guy from Texas anymore. You're not like
true.
A guy running for president of the United States. So, you know, all that little crap you're talking about, it's just sort of silly Texas talk.
Yeah. You know? Americans get crazy scared of guns, even though we made them. Well,
doesn't play in New York.
He's not a deputy.
Yeah, bring him to New York. Tell him to bring his concealed gun to New York.
So that would be my complete the thought for Jay if he's still on the line.
Bring him to New York. And then we'll talk about his gun.
We'll talk about how he's going to conceal it when he gets here and
bring
everyone else.
Bring him to New York and then we'll work on it then.
He's like, I got concealed rocks.
Yes.
That's what they'd be saying in the Lower East.
Get your hand out of the pocket.
No, on the Lower East Side, they say, I have concealed socks filled with, like, a cue ball or something.
There you go. That's a bad one to get.
No eight guns. Balls all day.
So it's it, eight balls.
Eight balls all day. That's
is it,
right.
You know, it's interesting we talk about localizing because you're, excuse me for saying, Clayton, but you're sort of an obsessive documentarian of sort of a certain local culture.
You know? Lower East Side. Well, you know, almost everything has gone through the Lower East Side, certainly in the past. I mean, the culture of America came out of the Lower East Side, you know.
California
Lower East Side.
I mean, I guess that's the, you know, the right and the left.
We've now gone corporate.
But how long ago did that happen?
Well, that certainly started happening after 88. It took like a number of years for gentrification to take place, but it's definitely in place now.
You know, I want to say, cause when I watch Captured,
Captured, the movie. You can watch for free on Snag Films.
There you go.
Best to get it on Amazon and to actually buy the DVD, because if you watch it on a larger screen, it's more fun. But there's no question you can watch it for free. We're egalitarian.
Yeah, you can watch it for free. You got to watch the commercials. And to be honest, I would suggest you buy it because I'm going home to buy it on Amazon because it's, you want to watch it a lot. You want it on in the background. You want to Armando,
you
tell me
now.
You
just don't want to watch it on the internet. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, it's better to watch without commercials, but what I'm saying is it's an important movie to have in your home. People don't realize where their families are from, where their culture is from, the Lower East Side of New York, man.
A real community.
Yeah, Captured really kind of captured the last of the wild and free and outlawed Lower East Side. The whole culture that we think of as art in New York and wild and free, that was is what Captured was about. And I was blessed to have captured that last period. And thankfully, you know, Dan Levin, Jenner First, and Ben Solomon came along and they understood it and they made a movie. Now, the interesting thing about the movie is we got bounced from every festival, Toronto, Sun.
Really?
Oh, everyone.
I would never think that. I feel like this is cool. I think that this is cool stuff.
I love the movie. But what happened is it picked up this groundswell of kids in their 20s.
Big time.
And I was big time. And all of a sudden we had 2,000 people at a rooftop film festival.
Oh, yeah.
Chloe Scavigne. We had a lot of people. Even Mayor Koch, the ex-mayor of New York, came.
So, and he was interviewed in the film, too,
and
right?
He was interviewed in the film. So, and so kids in their 20s picked it up. So, it, you know, the message is you can go around the system, you can make something happen, you can do it yourself, and you want to make your own things happen. So forget China, make it in America, make it in New York, and we need to start making things ourselves, and we can do that. Just like this radio program, just like the boys that made the movie.
Sure.
Just like, you know, the Pink Pony and Lucien, those are individual restaurants owned by a real person. We're out here at Roberto's, there's probably a Roberto.
Yeah, Roberta.
Roberta, yeah. But it's the same thing, and that's
for
what
sure.
We're talking about, you know, buy your guns locally.
Yeah, buy your guns locally, dude. Buy your guns and your lettuce locally.
Locally, that's
and you,
right.
You listen, for everyone out there, you can always capture the ever-growing and expanding work of Clayton at Clayton Patterson Captured. That's Clayton Patterson with two T's, captured.com. I love to see pictures of Second Street. Love to see pictures of the Pink Pony.
Come on board.
Yeah, seriously.
Come on down.
Come on board.
Come on down to Lower East Side.
What does it cost to be a member of the Lower East Side?
Well, that's changed dramatically. I mean, it's, you know, it's, you see, what people don't realize, the one of the real bad, the side effects is with, like, Bloomberg and this whole corporate world is that they are taking away the individual factors. Like, we're getting rid of, like, the Lucians and the Pink Ponies
for
and
sure.
The Saks and the Claytons. And we're just getting into, like, you know, Walmart and job lots and like that.
People just running around.
Yeah, and just doing these big corporate jobs. And that's part of the magic of New York. And the real magic that was connected to New York was connected to cheap rent. And when you go through the cheap rent, even not, I wouldn't call Giuliani a genius, but even he became successful because of cheap rent. You know,
right.
His father was a bar thug.
Sure.
And, you know, grew up, obviously, with cheap rent. But then you can look at Jackson Pollock and Houdini and Charlie Mingus. And just the list is endless.
Endless.
And that was all there because of cheap rent. And now with this Bloomberg world, I mean, he's killed the golden goose. The golden goose in New York was creativity, individuality, and the possibility to live your own life. We've now gone corporate, and that period is over. And that's what people need to resist. I mean, we can goof around about the guns and the whatever and the whatever. But it's really the loss of our soul, our individuality, and our potential to be who we really are. And most of us don't come from really extreme wealth, and that's what New York is becoming.
It's becoming all wealth.
It's becoming all wealth. And the genius, really, you know, a guy like Bloomberg comes into town. Bloomberg's not from New York. He's not a New Yorker. He's like a new Jack.
Yeah.
And he's doubled his billions since he's been in New York. Started off with $7.5 billion, now he's got 15. And we're broke, so you kind of wonder, where did the billions go? And all of a sudden, there's like, you know, Bloomberg, and he's got it all. So how come he's got all the money? He's the guy who's protecting our money. He's got it all. We don't have, I mean, how do you say, wake up, America? Go to the internet, look up recalls from China, and then you'll see. That's the manufacturing.
Clayton.
You say, bring home the guns, bring home the army, bring home the money, the manufacturing, and let's rebuild America.
Kind of how you did your own design and your own production in your house, those hats. And you sold
yes.
them at Barney's. I
and
mean,
we
come
sold
on.
Them at Barney's.
It's craziness,
but
man.
But you see, here's what the youth of today are giving up. There was a small cap maker on Avenue A, so I could go in there, and I realized that he was making caps, so I said, well, wow, can you do this? And then I realized that he made the jacket backs for the Savage Skulls, the street gang in the Bronx. So
crazy.
When you realize that he did those skulls in the back of the Savage Skull jackets, I realized that he could draw with that machine. So I said, if I could bring you in the drawings and you can make a cap, can you do that? So he made the first Clayton cap, but it took two or three of going in there and doing
sure.
it for him to get it. But that's because he was here. If I was doing that in China now, I could never do that.
No, you'd
I
have to have
never.
Five, eight samples sent
yeah,
back.
Yeah, five or eight samples. I need a middle guy. This guy started off in Avenue A, and I created the Clayton cap changed the history of the American baseball cap. When I started
Without
off, the baseball cap was not a fashion item. We did the first label, the first embroidery, and the first you know, a signature on a baseball cap. Got into Elle magazine and Oprah and all of that. But that's
MTV.
Because there was a small guy that made baseball caps in Avenue A.
Right.
And we were another small group, Elsa, Renza, and myself, and we made the baseball caps. With this whole China thing, they're killing that off. Everybody now has got to work for like Kmart or something.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
So if we
Bring
localize.
Back America.
Localize. You're in the right place for that, man. Bushwick is like popping off for that kind of stuff. Right, Nat?
I hope so.
I have a question for Clayton.
Oh, Nat's
is
got
there
a question.
Is there anything about C-Squat in the film? And like, because you were talking
about Jerry the Peddler. Yeah. Jerry the Peddler.
Oh,
there he is.
Tell us a little bit. Tell us a little bit about Jerry.
You have to, you know, would you say that that's C-Squat? Well, if you knew what C-Squat was, and if you looked at the movie and you saw Jerry the Peddler and you realize he's one of the guys that opened up the building, then you could say, hey, yeah, we got C-Squat. Of course we got C-Squat.
Excellent.
And that's Jerry the Peddler. And Jerry the Peddler, actually, one of his great lines is that the thing about the American squatters, the anarchists, was that they held more land longer than anybody else in the history of America. And that's what you have to watch Captured to watch the movie because it's a great quote.
Everyone that's listening tonight, which I assume is a large listener base, is definitely going to watch Captured. Where can they go see it for free in case they don't have money?
Snag Films.
Snag Films. Search for Captured. Snagfilms.com. You got to see it. I'm obsessed with it. We're going to continue to talk to Clayton and Armando in a second. Spliffington, if you're ready, please. Here.
Jack up the music.
Sure.
Boom.
Oh, yes, I'm a saint. Chanel day, waistline 23, hip 36. Champion bubble at me, want the champion bubble. So me can say she a fi me data. I saw she slim, Lord she no fat. I she no brown, yes I say she black. When she come and dance, she no how fi rock. Big and heavy, me no wanna big and heavy. Slim and like me want the slim and irie. When she come out there, she know fi cool and deadly. Water puppy and the horseman's cabby. Hold up your hand if you a champion bubble. Hold up your hand if you no jest. Some money.
city full of superstar. You either sing reggae music or your bus gone war. And if you can't make it in a either one, you just join a posse and have some fun. Urban posse are really the best. 3-piece suit, nothing less. Especially if him all a sell cocaine, you just turn him pimp and go muck up some brain. Watch ya now, you see me? Me just want get rich quick. Only thing must work hard is my dick. For all my data, we're a jungle a chain. Plus, ring and bangle, we no feel no pain. Every Friday night, me take in Barry G. And every month, me take a trip to Miami. And all my mother could have screwed till she blew. Me just wear dark glasses where she can't see through. As to all my father, if all my father was really a scholar, he would have lego him sense and go make some dollar. Uncle idiot walk for 35 years and still catch up in a 1-2-room square. Hey, you see me? You see me? Yeah. Me just buy a house side a cherry garden. When police stop me, he might be beg me pardon. Is a red BM. And me drive, me trash, me ready, and me still alive.
What am I gonna do now? Oh, oh.
Anything that man be clean to me gun. Anything that man be clean to me gun.
Trouble again. And the world is getting nervous. Oh,
hey, hey, hey,
again. Mankind, you better conscious. Oh, God, I feel the shatter. We ain't gonna look it back. The Russian them said that them vexed about that. Reagan said that them no response to that. Cause all him know, God, I feel scared that. Trouble again. Mankind, you better conscious. Oh, trouble again.
So, if you're just tuning in, we're here with Armando and Clayton Patterson and, of course, Herbert Spliffington, Nat Rectek, in for Jack Inslee, Gooballs.
Gooballs.
Gooballs. Clayton, as we know, your work is always growing and continuing. You are a, some say, obsessive continuer of a certain kind of art form, and I think you have an art show or something of that nature coming up.
Yeah, actually, I do. I'm connected with the Guggenheim Lab, and on Sunday, that's the August 21st at my place, Clayton Gallery and Outlaw Art Museum, people first meet at the Guggenheim Lab on Housen Street at 1:30, and then they make their way over to 161 Essex Street, and we're going to watch a movie called Your House... It's called No Place Like Home.
No Place Like Home.
And it's really about the Lower East Side. And it's done by the Harris family. And they're very interested in like black history and Lower East Side, but they're also interested in hip-hop history. And so they're working on this movie now about hip-hop history and the connection to the Lower East Side. And it's got, you know, people like, they make this, there's this 30-minute little documentary, which is really great, totally underground and absolutely amazing. Mm. And it's got like True Life and KRS-One and talking about how they got their whole start in Lower East Side.
So when I was at that small showing, that's the abridged version of what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a 30-minute program. It's at 161 Essex Street on Sunday. At like I say, you meet at the Guggenheim Lab at 1:30, and then you make your way over to 161 Essex Street at 2 o'clock. And, yeah, you get to see this opportunity to see this really very underground, impossible to get to inner-city view of the roots of hip-hop on Lower East Side. It's amazing.
It's you find it amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really been a blessing for me to work with the Harris family because, you know, between the two of us, my documenting Lower East Side and their being interested in documenting Lower East Side and growing up there in Baruch Projects and like that, between Troy Harris and myself, we really do cover a lot of the Lower East Side. And now he's got a son out there called Dante, and he does a thing called Hollaback TV.
Hollaback TV.
Hollaback TV. And he's like the next generation coming up. Hollaback.
Hollaback.
And they do a lot of hip-hop artists, and I mean, it's absolutely amazing because he's also got street stuff. He goes to the Bronx and gets like guys on the corner.
Also really hard shit, yeah.
Yeah, stuff that's like impossible to get to. And that's his son Dante and Hollaback TV, and that stuff is like precious. You know, you can imagine a corner in the Bronx where guys are hanging out and they're doing their raps and things like that.
I was just in the Bronx yesterday.
There you go. And this, you know, kid grew up in Lower East Side and the projects, and he can, you know, run that rap, and he's like out there doing it. And he's got a small one of those handheld cameras. And he's out there getting all this rap history, which is absolutely amazing. And the fact that he's like an inner city kid himself and going up to the Bronx and hanging on the corner and getting things going like that.
We know Fred.
Yeah, and there's a guy called Fred, Fat Fred. You know who that is?
Who's Fat? How do you know Fred? I don't know Fred.
Yeah. Watch Hollaback TV.
You got to.
No, you know Fat Fred, yeah. Armando?
Are you serious?
I seen him around. You know, I'm
really. Do you know Hollaback TV?
Armando knows everyone in the greater metro area and other areas as well.
Yeah, you can check it out, Hollaback TV.
You get on the internet?
Yeah, it is the internet. It's like a guy with
Hollaback TV is the internet.
Yeah, independent guy out there doing his thing, inner city, very underground. You want to be hip? You want to be there? You want to be more cool than Madonna? Watch Hollaback TV.
Watch Hollaback TV. Make sure to Hollaback tonight. The number is 718-497-2128 here at Gunwash. We're in Roberta's. Open lines. We're here with Clayton Patterson. It's a fucking crazy night, man.
Yeah, and also on that day, and that's August 21st, at 3 o'clock, 3:15, I'm having an opening of an artist by the name of Jerry Pagan. And if you want to follow the history of gentrification, you can do it because Jerry was a sign painter. He's one of the last gold leaf sign painters in the city.
Oh, gold leaf's crazy.
But he's a painter, and it's an amazing story. He was born in 1948 in Pittsburgh with no ears, and he was born on Christmas Eve, and he was abandoned on Christmas Day on a church doorstep.
No ears?
Yeah, totally deaf, and a little skinny kid, because even now, if he weighs 115 pounds, it's a lot. So he was abandoned on a church doorstep. On Christmas Day.
Sounds like our lives.
And here you have this little skinny kid. The one thing that a guy like Jerry teaches me is that, you know, gangsters and whatever, you realize size doesn't matter. The whole thing about being a gangster is heart and character.
Wow.
And Jerry's like a little guy. So you realize here's this little guy, you know, running away from foster homes, group homes, whatever. Then finally in grade 7, which is a crazy years anyway, he was adopted by this family. And the father was like a doctor, and the mother, they were like a teacher. And so it was a very, you know, kind of middle-class family. And they already had 5 kids. And he really, like, stressed them for a year. Then all of a sudden, he realized that they loved him unconditionally and whatever. And so he said he found love. And then sort of from that, he became an Eagle Scout.
Went to
Carnegie Mellon University, learned painting, you know, graduated with honors, became a printmaker. And survived by doing signs. And he's lived on 7th Street between, you know, C and D for years.
Look at that.
Yeah, for years. So he's hardcore in his own, even though he's just a little skinny guy.
Yeah.
So that teaches you something. And he's this amazing painter. And so I'm having this show of Jerry Pagan on Sunday at 161 Essex.
So are you going to show his hand-painted signs?
Well, I have a big J there that he did in gold leaf. That's probably the largest gold leaf letter in the world. It's about an 8-foot gold leaf J.
Wow.
And it's gold leaf, silver leaf, copper leaf. It's a work of art.
It's a beautiful masterwork.
Yeah, it's a beautiful masterwork.
Why J?
Jerry.
Hey, there you go. Well, you know, sometimes it's spelled with a G, so you can never be sure.
Well, that's true. He spells with a J, the big J.
Why all these characters? Where do they come? It can't just be cheap rent, I mean.
Well, I mean, also for myself, I've always been interested in outsider-type characters, people that weren't part of the mainstream. And a lot of times you find people who are really, like, incredible geniuses that are, like, you know, outside the mainstream, and they're out there really for the... And that was one of the advantages in New York, is that you could go around and you eventually meet these people that were very eccentric, and then when you'd meet them, you get to know them. And all of a sudden, you'd find out that it was Charlie Parker. He was a jazz musician.
It's crowded out of this world. Dude.
Yeah. And so even like with our relationship, how we met Aaron, and that's through Lucien,
mm-hmm.
and realizing that he was like a small independent restaurant in New York City.
Yeah.
And because of that.
Who came from Africa, by the way.
Yeah, Morocco. And, you know, hopefully he will continue to survive there. But that's also another independent individual that came to America who was eccentric and different, and he eventually created this restaurant. And in this restaurant, which was, you know, wasn't corporate, it was individually owned, small, but we met.
Right.
And we met.
And it's... Exactly. It's,
you know?
But as we were saying when we were coming over here, it's something that's been tuned meticulously. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Absolutely. Like Lucien and between the Pink Pony and Lucien, yeah, he's been tweaking that thing for years. It's actually a work of art. And, you know, just to get that look down perfect, and then you get the harmony happening. And it's like this place in Roberta's. It's got that whole kind of harmony. There's a certain perfection that one reaches when it finds that place where everything just fits.
Something's happening.
And the people come in, and then there's like a harmony to the whole place. And this place, you know, with the lighting, and it's got that same kind of harmony. And that's the individuals. That's not like the Kmart. That's not the Walmart. That's the individuals. That's what made America great. So we
that's
need to get
what
back
makes
to the individuals.
When I came into Roberta's, I thought I was in a cabin.
Yeah.
In Oregon.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, Oregon. They do it good over here, man.
Yeah,
you know,
great.
It's great. You know,
yeah.
It was all warm.
That's
yeah, right.
It's not just warm temperature wise because of the large pizza oven. It's warm because we're here in the company of
and
friends and
warm.
Love.
Yeah.
There you go.
And
love
it's got and that vibe, of course. It's got the groove going on.
I was gonna make you guys, you know.
I thought I was gonna get a free pizza.
We might get none of those. You know, I was gonna try to make you guys talk about jail and cops the whole time, but we talked about positivity and design. I think that's great. Fucking great. Clayton, what's your show this weekend? And the there's one coming up now.
Okay, so this weekend we have the Harris family is showing at 161 Essex at 2 o'clock. You meet first at the Guggenheim at 145 and then go over to, which is on Housen and 2nd Avenue.
Like and the parade.
Yep. Like the parade, that's right, you join the parade.
And then you walk right over.
And you watch No Place Like Home, and you get to talk to Troy and his son Dante with Hollaback TV, and we get to share the community and, you know, another part of the Lower East Side. So between the two of us, we've covered a lot, so if you're interested in Lower East Side, you can definitely get some questions answered about the old LES. And then after that, I have Jerry Pagan and his painting show, and the painting show is wonderful.
And when's that going to be?
That's August 21st, starting at 2 o'clock and going until 6. Jerry's show is from 3:15 to 6 at 161 Essex.
And we're meeting characters every day, and we're so thankful that we had this show and this time to share that together.
That's right.
And we'll see you very soon. It's Gunwash and Aaron with Armando and Clayton Patterson.
Gunwash. Thank you very much.
Spliffington, pull up that.
Son, don't put your hat where you can't reach it.
Man, me clean for me gun.
That. Weeping, what we do? It's like going back out. Primarily out of sword. Chatting farm and petty thief in a mouth going back out. Primarily out of sword. Chatting farm and petty thief in a bad boy from East Coast.
Here on Gunwash, actually, we thought we were going to leave a little early, but instead we left our gun here, exactly. And by gun, I mean the caller who's on the line right now. Say hello. You're on Gunwash.
Hey, man. This is Dan Levin.
Hey.
Dan Levin, one of the directors.
Yo, he's on a payphone, though, so you got to be
on
the
time. Yeah, I'm on a payphone. My cell phone died, but I'm on a payphone.
Oh, shit.
Okay, you got the message, though, right?
Yeah, I got the message right before I died.
Oh, yeah, we're out here pushing...
No drops, Bliff.
Captured, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Give us a little spiel about Dirty Old Town.
Dirty Old Town. Well, Dirty Old Town was spun out of Captured. You know, we met a lot of interesting people while going on a journey with Clayton. So we took some of those people, including Billy LeRoy, who runs Billy's Antiques and Props on the Bowery. Clayton helped us organize a lot of it, and we shot a crazy narrative about Billy going out of business and him trying to save his circus tent and all the freaks and characters that surround him.
That's great. We're getting a little bit of a weird connection, but just so everyone heard, he was talking about Dirty Old Town, which was the rising and falling of the famous antique shop owned by Billy on the Houston and Bowery, I believe, right?
Exactly.
And Dan Levin was a director in Captured.
Yes.
Now he's a director in Dirty Old Town. And Jenner First was the editor of Captured, and he's the editor of Dirty Old Town. And actually, there's a new energy drink out commercial that Dan Levin would be happy. If you go to Dirty Old Town website...
You can't be pushing that, man.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah. So through the making of Dirty Old Town, we hooked up with certain people that helped us show it around the world, around the country, because we've sort of been doing it independently. So we've been making content for them, including energy drink commercials and whatnot.
All right, how'd you do tonight? What happened tonight? What's going on?
I think that's clear.
Anything to break the news? Any news to break?
Any news to break? No, we're going to be showing Captured over at the Guggenheim Popham Space.
Wow, that's great. No, it's one of my favorite movies, dude. Okay, I can't even hide in line.
Captured the movie.
I appreciate that.
October 27th. Anything else going on?
Yeah, I think we're going to show Dirty Old Town over there also.
Okay, there you go.
October 2nd.
Is there a URL, Clayton, for Dirty Old Town?
Yeah, there's a website and a Facebook.
www.captionmovie.com and Dirty Old Town is www.dirtyoldtownmovie.com.
Excellent.
Following the career of Dan Levin, a third generation New York City filmmaker.
Wait, where are you guys working together?
What?
Where are you guys working together?
Yeah, no. We're in Bushwick. We can hardly hear you, but we're pushing it, man.
Oh, yeah, we're on.
So listen, we're on Gunwash Radio. Can you take us out, Dan? Can you be like, yo, I'm on Gunwash Radio, downtown New York all day?
Enunciate.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put another quarter in the machine.
You want me to take you out?
Yeah, take me out, man.
He's blipping
thin. Pull up that.
Won't you bant on a real gangster? Papa, papa, papa.
Send it back. Run a business. Give me gun.
When enough of them no want test, them a stop walk and build them chest. But won't you bant on a real gangster? Give them what them want and nothing less. Fire, won't you bant on a real gangster? Papa, 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 send me that. We no business, too much stack, yeah, yeah, star. Tell them to test me now. If they feel them bad like a me, try move me now. If we no feel no picking that away, come rush me now. If we no feel no bad like a way, try test me now. If they feel them wicked that away, can up boy a chat and a big up them chest. Both them run things and them is the greatest. A true won't you bant on no really ready yet. We tell them step aside with no disrespect. Cowie, give them a square, a acre, them tech. I'm on top of that, some fool of disrespect. But test me now, if you no feeling no bad like a me, try move me now. If you no feeling no wicked like a me, come rush me now. If you no feeling no bad like a me, test me now. If you no feeling no wicked like a me, go tell
yeah,
myself.
We stop eat flowers our people grow up, and we start eat people and chop them bone. Why don't leave the sound to the Lord? We are the ones gonna say the chop bone. Give them something for. Watch ya!
I have never heard a sound play so heavy and so clear with a sweet tone, a melody the crowd won't fit here. Never heard a sound play so
hey, y'all laugh! We stop eat flowers our people grow up, and we start eat people and chop them bone. Why don't leave the sound to the Lord? We are not going to say the choke, you know. Give it to the second boy. Watch out.
I have never heard a sound play so heavy and so clear with a sweet tone, a melody the crowd want to hear. Never heard a sound play so heavy and so clear with a sweet tone, a melody. Watch ya!
Hey,
cause
hey,
we
hey.
No laugh, we no skin, we no play, neither we no long. Then we there a give out, we want in a phone for a chant here. So him skin grind but him. We done dig the grave by the return coffin. You a fly too far, so we go and clip your wing. Just this my sound, it is total murdering. I have never heard a sound play so heavy and so clear with a sweet tone, a melody the crowd want to hear. Never heard a sound play so heavy and so clear. My champion sound, where every sound fear. No sound I run up them out and a chat but.
Anything tested early on, man. Every look on them and tell them again. Sound boy ain't a problem, man. Jesus Christ, I'm not a problem. I tell them to sound no problem. Remember this original bad boy. My son killed a trumpet. Who sent fear in the Music Federation? Because they want to know where the champion comes from. Oh, you will look at them and tell them again. My son was caught up in the middle of a sound clash. When my selector get out of control, I knows I don't play it like a sound white town. And if I ever put one more dub on the turntable tonight, so then if you know, send me, I go murder something. You look at them and tell them, yeah, hear me? Because me take a champion sound, them a send come. When me look no one tin pan come. Me take a big sound, say them a send come. When me look no companion set come. Me play the first box, selector run up and down. Box man a fret all the owner a run. I so then if you know, say we a bad boy a town. Everywhere champion sound, we run town. See, after me look at them, I look at the racial life. I see them, I go dead early, yo. You look at them. Tell him, yeah, hear me? The very first time my sound killed a jump on. Who sent fear in the Music Federation? Because them want to know where the champion come from. Oh, you look at them and tell him earlier. My sound was caught up in the middle of a sound clash. When my selector get out of control, I lose a duplicate like a sound white town. And if I ever put one more dub on the turntable tonight, and some me get free know, say we are gonna murder something. But you look at them and tell him, yeah, hear me? Lord, say this the Rambo night, a total recall. But tell the boy them we run dance hall. We stand up from we band against no wall. Anything death, you know it a go fall. Who in a retreat?
You real up on a cause a bag of bad water. You so now get no forward. Blood, bust them throat and leak out the blood. Original champions of confrontings and sleep man for the case that matter. Watch ya!
Can't see right. Sound boy ain't no crystal clear. No matter where them a do, them could not test with this here. Can't see right. Sound boy ain't no crystal clear. No matter where them a do, them could not test with it. No body boy, no sound, no sound. And that we use a killer sound. Mother let me put them under the. No body boy, no sound, no sound. And could not come in and with sound. Inspect coffee do I say from skin, flesh to bone. I am like Inspector Willie and Sergeant Doctor. So investigate the case like Mr. Matlock. Any sound boy try a thing, pan the gong them a go drop. To it full of wicked act and we gone pan top. I say sound boy, don't you try to hang your hat. Sky high up on the rock, wish but you can't reach that. I say this is not no playpen, sound boy this is a clash. And anything we test them a go drop a gong flat. Sound boy, oh you be testing.
Wait now, wait, wait for one. We have killed sound from early on without a doubt. And put down play down them tones and we set up without a doubt. Watch ya. I can be good as the best and as bad as the rest of talents me. Bad sound it a play, don't test me. One thing me telling them can move me. Question, how many more? Don't boy them ready.
Anything test man me clean with me gun.
Push up, oh no. That we no laugh, we no skin. Champion sound in a green. Green stuff, pretty in a sound boy skin. Those all we dub and chop and sound thin. Make them off a run, cause them no have no discipline. Nothing's a gun, me a give out me warning. Out of my one song. Question, I have sound in my moon song. From top of me, I have sound in my one song. What's this? I'm in the right and I'm taking a jump on. Don't from when we are wait for one. Tonight up the murderation. If I miss a end stop of a jump on. Make selector road and so the boss. How them a go and so question and so them a moan so. That we want to know how them a go lang so. And I go and like them right how them a moan so. Profile.
It no matter if you're a dog or a road boy. It no matter. I like it. I like it. Damn, me say, how many morning wanna get up and pray? Thank Father God we see a shining day. Not one, everybody shout it boom. Every man want go. It no matter if you're dog or a rude boy. It no matter. I'm a prayer. I make it. Alright, turn for me this one. Take this. See ya. Mama say. So me say, how many morning wanna get up and pray? Thank Father God we see a shining day. Not one, everybody shout it pull way. Every man want go for them own away, but cool. Who know fi drop it, one leap and them attack, but some a false prophet. Them hold the blade, but we hold the angle. Couldn't start a evil. So everybody hey, 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 and listen. Hey. So what in a me and well shine and a glisten. Ready me ready, we go fight any battle. I'm a back if they've known of the devil. Pack me from the iniquity, them with them trouble. Shout it out loud, pan the double. Again, how many morning wanna get up and pray? Thank Father God we see a shining day. Not one, everybody shout it for way. Every man who want go for them on a way. But hey, hey, hey,
get this,
who
get this, get this.
A 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. But none shall come nigh thee, said the Lord. Oh, God bless, no man curse. Trust me. And get this. Rudy don't fear, no boy. Rudy don't fear. All gangsta don't fear, no boy. Gangsta don't fear.
Get this.
I say Rudy don't fear, no boy. Rudy don't fear. All gangsta don't care, no boy. Gangsta don't care.
Get this.
When me tell them, oh, the Buddha rip the gangsta and run off. Anyway, you reach your bogus, badge up a puff. Rabbi me na jam down and run down a foreign. One foot tall, done everything.
Get this.
Cause gangsta is heartless, God bless. No guy should guess. Every move gangsta make. Everybody has a yes in deal with progress, honor, and no respect. Hey. If you this master got son, you pop your own and let we not fear. No boy, Rudy don't fear.
Get this.
Hey, hey. All gangsta don't care. No boy, gangsta don't care.
Hey, hey.
I say Rudy don't fear. No boy, Rudy don't fear.
Get this.
Hey, hey. All gangsta don't care. No boy, gangsta don't care.
Roots, reality, and culture. Yeah, the whole world at Alpha. No long time we have it in Jamaica, but some guy hide it like treasure. Anyway, this go by my bones together. What else do they want? What them want? Roots, reality, our culture. Long time we have it, but the world does a axe of it. Roots, reality, and culture. It is up to us to educate all the youngster. Amen, so let it be heavenly Father. Rule heaven and earth, rule it entire. But truths and right, every man should desire. The way out the poor live, we admire. We defend the poor rights, we now retire. Family cool and a go, me know people a suffer. All them a work, poor people no see better. Poor people work while the richer get richer. Economic get a blow, say them devalue with dollar. Every day we get up, cause a living get higher. Them raise up the rice, chicken back and the flour. God a guide me, every minute, every hour. So, roads, reality, our culture. Long time we have it, but the world is roots, reality and culture. No things we talk where we see in the future. Black man a time for no all thing papa. Stop fight for PMP and stop fight for labor. Pull on the fist so no fi take down the finger. Stop bark the lead no fi stop fire the copper. Stop shoot down your black sister and your black brother. A time fi we vote for the almighty father. Him a kind we every minute every hour. Upon the darkest road and through the darkest tower. Enough time me hungry and drink some water. Go to me bed and me send for me prayer and give thanks and praise in me life every hour. So roots, reality, our culture.